The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Hey everybody, we are AfterBuzz TV and we are so excited because our favorite TV family is back. It's the Fosters on ABC Family. Yes. Now we're going to talk about today's episode called The Honeymoon. Before we do, we have a very special guest, Hayden. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
Great, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Hayden plays Jude. We knew that already, though. But yeah, we're so excited. It's back on the air.
It is.
Finally. Oh, man. I've been waiting.
After so long.
Yes.
It's finally back.
I know.
People have been waiting for months.
We have.
I've been waiting for months. I've been rewatching the episodes for months.
Oh, my God.
Just watch them. I do have. I wouldn't be surprised if you, like, knew all the lines. And you just...
I might know some of them, but...
All right, before we start going, please introduce yourself, Stephanie.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stephanie Georgie, and oh, so excited to be here right now.
Yeah, my name is Jillian Leff, and I'm so excited to be back. But Stephanie, I'm especially excited to have her because she is a Fosters super fan. She was on our finale, and we're so excited that she's hosting with us this season.
And my super fan, we mean crier every scene.
So emotional.
I know. I'm Jeffrey Masters. So when did you guys start shooting again?
We started shooting again, well, we picked up this January, obviously. We took a little winter break. But we started shooting around October, around Halloween.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very early.
Cool. What episode are you guys on now?
We're on episode 20. Or 19, 20.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so excited for all those episodes.
Yeah, very fast. Yeah. Film them a lot of time in advance, so it's... Very
all right.
Cool.
Well, I guess the biggest plot point tonight was Callie wanted to become Orphan Annie.
Right.
Runs away.
Yeah.
Selfish Callie.
So much happened in the season finale last year, I guess it was, that I was, like, blown away by, the recap.
It's crazy. It's also, like, the Fosters is day by day, you know? Like, it's so crazy how all this stuff can happen, and it's just a week. It's so much drama to handle in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
But such a true family. You know, a lot of drama happens with families every single day. And, again, I missed the realness on TV.
Yes.
I was sort of, it was lacking over the summer in my programming that I was watching.
No, right?
You know, even though Real Housewives is reality, it's not. So I was excited to see... a family back, and this season sort of, or the B season, as we're going to call it, picked off right where we left off with the honeymoon.
And I think going off the realness, too, I really love that they don't try to, like, hide or sugarcoat anything.
It's that's what makes
very
it so
real.
Much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Steph and Lena, we see, like, hugging each other, like, you know, on their honeymoon.
Yes, we love that scene.
Yeah,
that was so beautiful.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's very family-like. You know, it's a true family. That's what true families do, and that's what they show. It's awesome.
Yeah, all aspects.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And it's take place in San Diego, where I'm born and raised. So
that's very
cool. That.
Yeah. Love San Diego.
I know. How far in advance have you kind of known about Jude's storyline?
Whenever I read the script and see what he's going to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty much a surprise to me, as it is to everybody else.
Wow. Did you have any idea that Blue for Jude would catch on so much?
I had a feeling that people would like it, but I never thought it would go as far as it did. I mean, it blew up. People were so excited about it.
Well, I cried when that happened, when Connor came out, and I was like,
it was so sad.
And then Twitter was just, like, on a storm with everyone's, like,
so
nail
great.
Pictures.
Yeah, I got so many pictures that night. I was looking at them all, and I was staying up for hours just checking out all these pictures and all these friendly tweets that, and it was so touching, and it was amazing to hear all these different tweets. It was awesome.
I mean, we talk about groundbreaking television with this show all the time. There have been so many firsts. And, you know, we have to commend the writers and the producers of the show, because without them, these stories would not be told. And, you know, do you ever, you know, look back? Because you're sort of, it's the first of its kind, your character, on television. So,
yeah,
you're groundbreaking.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you could say that.
How does that feel?
It feels very cool. I feel very blessed and very lucky to be where I am and to have this opportunity. I started acting just kind of for fun, just to try it out, and it turned out to be this really big thing that I was good at, and it's been a wild adventure, but I love it.
You're great at it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you've probably made so many kids feel good about themselves too, just showing how you've handled everything through the show. It's been so beautiful, with strength and positivity, and at the same time you have like a realistic mind to way you think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I hope that some of the kids out there who are different and are special definitely embrace that, and I hope that watching The Fosters that they feel more comfortable about that. I mean, it's not hard to be different. It's hard to be different. It's not easy.
But what I liked about your character was you made the kids realize that they're not that different.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, they're not that different, and there are other people like that out there. But I think we should get into talking about the episode, because there were so many things, delicious things,
so much stuff.
I know. Well, it kicked off with like the honeymoon, which I guess like for a mother of five kids, can only be like 10 hours.
With the scent of bacon in the air,
exactly. Right,
so romantic.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy that Annie Potts stayed on the show for one more episode. Yeah,
Annie Potts is fantastic. I love her. She's an amazing actress. One of the cool things about her is that her husband, Jim Heyman, actually was the director of that episode.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they worked together on a whole lot of shows. It's very cool.
Did he direct last season too?
He did. He directed one of the episodes last season.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great how they pull people to come on to do like things like that.
It's a fun tidbit.
All of the directors we've had are just fantastic. I every single one of them has been great. So it's
and
it's
the
been
episodes
very cool.
are just fast. They move along. They're gripping. These commercial breaks, man.
They kill you.
Yeah, we purposely start the show late so we can fast forward during the commercials. So we're catching up on our tweets during this, but we cannot wait.
We have tweet
we're
breaks.
Nervous watchers.
So hot.
I was just. Callie ran away. That was like a big part of this episode. Was it because, I don't know, Brandon was such a bad kisser? Is that what I was getting?
That's what we were all thinking.
I think that's what I got, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Team
sad.
Valley. Guys. Team Valley.
Someone needs to tell him that.
Team Rally.
So much bring Madison stuff. Back.
No.
I said goodbye. I'm good.
All that gossip, man.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty entertaining, though.
Is Talia going to be on this episode? Or season?
She will be back this season.
Okay.
Yeah, she's still at the school, and it's very cool. She's still crazy.
Okay, good.
Yeah, let's just keep it at that.
Hating her so desperately was one of my favorite parts of last season.
I know, right? It was fun. I mean, she was great, but I'm sure she's an awesome person.
She's a great person. Yeah. Madison is her name. Mm-hmm. She is fantastic.
Yeah, we actually had her in studio.
Yeah, she couldn't have been nicer.
She was so sweet on the show.
Yeah,
it was devastating.
So nice.
He so wanted her to just be this.
I wasn't a host, but I totally watched that episode.
Of course, right? Yeah.
I know. I think just think that watching the show, you're like, these are two good moms.
Yeah, and they do it so well, too. I love that they have the dominant side and then the feminine side, and they're able to portray that to their children.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're, you know, when some people say, well, they didn't have the father, you know, role model for me. But they create it.
And
they
absolutely create it. The brilliant thing about the relationship is that it switches off per character.
Oh, it does.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
The first episode, I think last season, I called Steph and Lena the pretty one. I didn't say she was ugly, but one.
Yeah.
And it switched. And I was like, that's
masculine
brilliant.
Masculine versus feminine.
Yeah, there was like no gender roles throughout like the rest of the episodes of seasons.
Good.
And I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool. One of the things that I love is how they argue all the time. It's a very entertaining thing is to see them argue and bicker about something like the kids or something, and how one of them takes more of the, and it's just like a mother father thing. Like one's right, one's not. It's a very fun thing to see them argue, because their arguments are normal, but I mean it's about like five kids and
but it's between two women.
Yeah, when they're driving across to find Callie and they drop the glasses off. Like, that would annoy anyone. And that's the best thing is that they just show that. And anyone can get annoyed by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's very much like a relationship of like parents trying to like figure out how to raise five children and not lesbians.
Right. No, of course. Absolutely. And they're so communicated with all of you. You know, they just know how to speak. And like in last season when they were talking about like, man, we even put the condoms in the bathroom and I thought we talked about it. And I was like, wow, they're so, they don't hold anything back.
It's an open household. Right. You know, and again, I don't know if everyone's household is like that. I know that it's not. But it's nice to see. And it was also nice to see sort of the gender roles reversed in this episode. I mean, in the beginning, we see Lena call Steph woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm woman.
I love it when you call me woman.
And then, you know, we see Steph get emotional in this episode. And that was sort of cry in her mom's arms. And it was devastating.
Yeah. It was very sweet.
Because she loves you guys. And
that was actually
the part that I wanted to see, because I think last season when they asked you to, if you wanted to be part of the family.
Yeah.
I knew that everything had gotten close, but I just felt like I didn't see the sentimental part that I wanted to see from both characters, from Sherry and Terry. And Sherry and Terry, sorry.
Yeah.
And then that episode was so good. It was so good to see her heartbroken. I wanted to see that.
Yeah, she was devastated that she left.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she's portrayed as the, you know, the kind of the masculine wife. You know, she's a cop. You know, she does all these things.
She's a boss.
She's a boss, exactly.
She's the enforcer.
And then you see her very sad and disappointed, and you see Lena kind of step in, and, you know, she's that strong side. She's Steph's rock. And it's a very connecting relationship. You know, they need each other.
Yeah.
What I found interesting in this episode is your scene with Annie Potts in the bedroom. By the way, loved that the taco,
of course,
was trending tonight. That
great
was amazing. Foster's fam, love it. But I really liked the fact that she said you were very similar to Steph, because I personally thought that you were more similar to Lena.
Really?
I don't know. I thought, your character is sensitive.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you've shown multiple sides so far.
Of course.
I mean, we see it in this episode especially. I literally wrote down sassy Jude at one point because you were just like, no.
It gets
you
even
got fierce
sassier.
This episode.
The cool thing about Jude is that now that they want to adopt him, he feels like he has a home. So he's starting to warm up to his brothers.
That's exactly
and
what
his
I've
sisters.
Yes.
And he's starting to feel like it's his home, and he's starting to act like a
brother.
Like a brother.
You're getting irritated and annoyed, and you're not trying to be this good little kid because you want to get adopted, but you're like, Brendan, you just pissed me off so bad right now.
It gets even better, too, because Jude is portrayed as a very quiet, shy kid. But, I mean, he has these feelings. Yeah, exactly, right? But he has these arguments with his brothers, and he's just like a real brother, you know? Yeah.
And, like, dude, low blow. You compared Brandon to Liam?
That was mean.
But at the end of the day,
you stabbed a dagger.
What's your character's age? I actually...
Jude's age is 12.
12, okay. So,
so
at the end of the day,
he's
so young.
So,
I know, right? I guess.
But the funny thing is that in the beginning, when they first were shooting all the pilot and stuff, and they filmed, they were like, Jude's 11. And we were like, okay. But over time, they were like, we cannot make you 11. We have to make you 12 because of how tall you're getting. I was growing so much that they couldn't keep me at 11.
Well,
they had
stop
to have
that.
Right? I know, right?
When you walked in, I totally thought that, too. I was like, oh.
He's tall.
Yeah, very tall.
Oh, no. I thought you could definitely tell if everyone had aged, too, over, like, I guess it was, like, 3 or 4 months of, like, the pause break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You totally looked older on screen. I mean, for this season.
Even, like, Jesus and Sierra are, like, a little
they
more,
did.
Like, yeah, Jesus, I was like, wow.
Yeah. It was a little break, and it was a little bit of a difference, but it looked really good.
And speaking of growing, I know that Sherry saw him as pregnant now. Are they hiding it? How are they doing that? Is she showing yet?
She's pregnant. That's very cool. Congratulations to her, by the way.
Yeah.
Congrats.
And with twins, I think, too, right? No. Did I make that up?
Did you make it up?
Maybe. I read things. I don't know.
Tell me.
Did it read that?
She is pregnant with something. I thought it was twins.
I think it said twins.
I agree with you.
I think it said twins. But, what was the question?
Is it a problem? Is she showing that much on the show yet?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
You know, she doesn't look pregnant.
No one notices. I mean, she's been doing a lot of sitting down scenes, just in case. But I don't see it.
Right.
I mean,
so she still looks skinny. And you know what's a great way to stay skinny?
Yeah, actually, SlimFast. With SlimFast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by SlimFast.
Shocker. Oh, my God.
Okay, she's probably going to be doing the SlimFast thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. There we go. SlimFast.
No.
After sort of Jude sasses Brandon, we find out a little bit more about why Callie decided to run. She admits to Wyatt that things just weren't working out.
Yep.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? She's 16, 17. This is so typical of a teenager. They're nuts. Women, teenage girls are just, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're dramatic. And what are you doing running away?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I love watching her on the show because she's a wild card. And I'm like, why would you go to that extreme? But, you know, she didn't have a great parents growing up. She's still trying to figure it out.
Well, the thing about it is that Jude and Callie were raised in a normal home. Yes, their father, you know, had the accident,
right,
and they were in, you know, his mom was killed, but they were raised in a normal home. It was just like a mom and dad. There was not like a drug home. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like his father beat his mom, beat them. Like, it was a normal home. Mm-hmm. It was just one of these times where the dad drank too much and it resulted in an action that just turned their whole world upside down.
Right.
And it's affected them immensely.
So how long before the story started did that happen? Like, roughly.
She was in juvie.
Mm-hmm. But only because of the incident that happened at the house when she was defending you.
Right, yeah. I mean,
because
the mom,
he was dressing up in the father's clothes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. They went into the foster system at, Jude went in at 6 years old, and Callie, I think, was 8 or 9.
So it's been a while, though.
It's been about 6 years.
Wow. Like, that's enough to, like, mess with somebody's, like, psyche.
Oh, it is, especially for her growth process, too. Which, surprise, surprise, that you're doing awesome.
Well, he's younger.
I know, but that means that just it's still more of a growing process through the foster system rather than in the home.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of the foster system, has anybody reached out to you that's actually in the foster system?
I have. The whole cast is actually, they've brought on foster kids onto the set, and we've got to talk to them and hang out with them for,
that's
like,
amazing,
a whole day, have lunch with them. I also went to go see a movie called Short Term 12, which was a fantastic movie about foster children and what happens with them when they're not in when they're in the group homes,
mm-hmm,
like what happens to them when they're in the foster care system. So
right.
I mean, it was a very powerful movie and it was a very touching movie. So we have seen a lot of foster kids, and I have gotten like tweets and letters and things like that from foster kids, which has been awesome. I love reading their stories, and it makes me smile and sometimes make me cry whenever I hear these great stories.
See, that's amazing. That's why we love this show, because it's making a difference and it's also providing entertainment.
Absolutely.
Which we love.
And is there any other show on TV with, like, foster kids or the foster system?
No, nothing like this.
Modern Family? Modern Family that have two dads?
Yeah, but their daughter's adopted, but it doesn't go into, like, depth.
Yeah, and it's a comedic relief rather than what people trying to just bring back, you know, like Full House had the family problem. Family Matters had the family problems, but this was all before, like, you know, white family, black family. Now we have something that's completely different.
A blended family.
Yeah,
a blended is amazing.
Family,
yeah.
Right? Because that's so much of what the world is right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is very cool.
It's amazing that on top of every other issue, the Fosters is able to tackle, like, the foster care system.
Yeah. Yes. Which is a very important issue. Like, people don't always think about it. Like, it's not a big thing. Like, it's a lot of kids go into the foster system. There's a lot of kids who don't have homes.
I grew up with foster kids, actually. My uncle is in the Navy, and so he used to always take care of. We would have, like, I had foster cousins, and I remember I had a crush on one of them. But they all had their issues. And, like, growing up older, like, I remember Aaron was the one that I had a crush on, and I asked my aunt about him and everything, and I couldn't believe the stories that she knew. Obviously, she couldn't tell us about it because we grew up with them and we had to be like a family so that they had one. But it's tough. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Well, Hayden, when you got the role, did you sort of know the background of your character? Like, when you finally got it, what did they sit you down and explain?
When I got the role, I got to talk to the writers, and I got to talk to them all about Jude's character, what his name was, how old he was, what they had planned for him. You know, they said that he was a child who had grew up in foster care, that he had his parents, his mom has died and his dad was in jail, mm-hmm. the whole story behind that, and how I have an older sister who I'm very attached to, how Jude and Callie have never been in a home for more than 6 months.
Wow.
They've been in the foster system for 6 years. All these different things, which were very cool, very interesting to understand. And it was amazing to me how they had thought so much about the past mm-hmm. as well as the future.
Right. What did you do to prepare for it? Like, how did you identify yourself with this character? I mean, not that you have at all a similar life, but, you know, just to kind of figure it out besides them telling you the background and the story and all of that.
You know, I did kind of compare myself to Jude. I'm somewhat like Jude. I mean, I'm quiet mm-hmm. at times. I'm shy at times, which is hard to surprise because I can't stop talking. you know, I mean, it's a lot of things. Jude is a sweet kid. Mm-hmm. And I just really kind of looked up what it was like in the foster system, looked up what nice. People said about it. So it was very cool. It was very informational.
Nice. And then when you were cast as Jude, before that, did you like meet other cast members? Did they like pair you with Callie for chemistry? Like,
no, I had no, I hadn't wow. done any chemistry.
Oh wow!
Okay.
Well, it worked.
Yeah, yeah, right. Looks good.
Yeah, absolutely. My gosh. Yeah, Jude's. I mean, Jude's character is like the heart of the show. Yeah, he's like the true center that everyone can like agree on that we'll take care of him
and
like
we'll like him. I know Jeff and I specifically, our hearts were always broken when you were less of a presence in an episode last season. We're just like, where did he go?
Everyone, no. A lot of people were like that. I think it was episode 8. I got so much stuff on Twitter about where he was and all this stuff, and he was like, "Where's Jude? Why isn't he there?"
Did you make up a crazy backstory?
No, I didn't. I should have. I should have said he was, you know, on a trip to Antarctica to go race dogs. Something interesting.
Well, this year.
Yeah, right?
So what do we think Callie's plan is now that we saw her meet up with some, you know, unsightly characters? And then she's
so confused. I think she's really stuck on having this realistic mindset, because even before she said, look, don't, you know, make us start thinking that this is normal and this is okay, because we need to prepare ourselves for whatever.
Yeah.
So she's stuck on that mindset. Now all she wants to do is just, she wants to act like she knows everything.
Yeah.
And that's what's getting on my nerves.
But the thing is, she is not thinking things through. Like, she goes, she gets off of the bus, she goes to apply for a job. She has no ID. She has a fake address. Like, I mean, come on. At 16 years old, I knew that
exactly.
you needed all
of those
things.
And she's being smirky about it. Like,
yeah.
Well, no, she's trying to win him over with a smile.
I know.
She's trying to be charming. I just could not, when she's meeting up with those girls who, like, were, like, working in that corner of the street, and you're like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just having, like, fat flashbacks to Les Mis. I was like, they're going to cut her hair, they're going to put a dress on her, like, this is not going to end well.
I knew that she knew better, but it was extremely heartbreaking to find out that your dad has been out of prison for a year.
Jude actually gets told that in future episodes, mm-hmm. and his reaction is he's very surprised, but Callie, I mean, she was just destroyed by that. I mean,
she was so attached to his letters. You know, she mm-hmm. had brought it up so many times, these letters, you know, we were exchanging back and forth. And, I mean, we saw the foster kids' attachment to their parents with, you know, Mariana and Jesus, even though, the birth mother was detached from their life.
Yeah.
But these connections that you obviously have, especially because you two grew up with the father.
Yeah.
So for me, that was the absolute worst. I mean, I felt for her. Maya, I'm sorry, but this episode, you were just...
I know.
Oh my God. Out, so unlikable.
Are you able to tell us, is the dad going to be a character on the show?
I don't think I can say that.
Okay, either way. Okay.
Look at you. You're like pressing tonight. Yeah. Jeez.
I'll look this way and I'll squeeze you. Okay.
Yeah,
right. Wink twice.
He's literally trying to get a scoop out of you so hard.
I'm curious as a fan.
It's a very big question. I mean, you would definitely want to know. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can say.
Okay, it's like the Liam of like this year.
I mean, I think that kind of gives it away.
Of course. Yeah.
You just play coy.
I can't.
Yeah. You just play coy.
You're good to go.
We get it. We get the game.
As long as he doesn't take them away from the family, I don't care.
Well,
know. Well, but that wouldn't, I don't think that would be a bad thing. There's, that's their father.
Yes, it would, because they wouldn't be on the show.
Yeah, then it's a
spin-off. We like these characters. Yeah. ABC Family loves their spinoffs.
The Jacobs. The Jacobs.
It wasn't until I don't know, I think I'm a smart person, but it was like fifth or sixth episode. I was like, oh my God, the Fosters. The Foster system. Besides that, though, I do have a college degree.
I can't with him. So yes,
awesome.
Callie was a big part of this episode. We still do not know where she is at this point.
She's at jail. That's where.
Well,
not anymore. No. She called them, so now she doesn't know what to do. Now
this
she just feels
thing.
Like an idiot.
It was a quest to just leave, and now it's a quest
to save
find
Jude.
Out. No, to find out where the father is, because although she cares about Jude, she feels like she is more helpful not involved in his life.
Mm-hmm. One thing about it is that she is going to go to juvie because of, you know, her sandwich thieving.
I know, she's doing that because she doesn't have anything to eat, and you're going to get fed in juvie, and you're going to have a place to sleep in juvie. Yeah,
prisoners actually get really
good treatment.
Yeah. And they get, health benefits.
And black eyes.
Except for getting beaten up in the first episode.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that, I mean...
But that's why
there's good and bad too.
That's why a lot of prison mates who escape find a way to get back because they got so used to that system. Not that she's used to it, but at this point where she obviously can't be with the Fosters, that she wants to go back to juvie.
She saw her future. You know the nice lady that gave her phone out of her cleavage.
She was young.
She said, I was you. And I think that she was okay.
She's slap in the face.
Do you notice she had short hair like Anne Hathaway and Les Mis? I'm just saying, it's a spinoff.
Exactly.
I don't think that she thought that jail looked good and would be fun, dandy, a vacation. I just thought she thought, what else?
She didn't care.
Exactly. No, that's absolutely what it is.
She didn't care. It's also quite interesting because if she's put into juvie, then her parole officer will hear about it. Right. That's something I find interesting is that, they'll know where she is because she'll be in a public system. So that will be interesting to see where she goes.
And did Steph and Lena call Child Protective Services? Didn't they call?
Yeah.
Yes.
They called. Yeah, they called her parole officer to make sure to
just
send
let them
out
know what was going on.
Help. Yeah, right. Just to see if they could find her in San Diego, which they knew she wasn't there.
Well, we know that Callie is at the top of the hill right now, so she's coming down. This was a lot of Callie-centric episodes, so she's about to tumble down the hill, I'm pretty sure.
Also, Jesus and Bianca's relationship.
Oh. Very sad.
That was super sad.
Bon voyage. I know. Was that... So we know that
I'm a little bit happy about that. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Bianca, a.k.a. Lexi.
Lexi. Yep. So yeah, she Lexi. Booked our MTV show. Was she going to depart from the Fosters before that happened? Or is that
I don't think so. Okay. I'm not perfectly aware of that. I don't think she was. I think that she was to stay there a little bit longer, but...
She got a great opportunity.
I don't know for sure.
In between.
We're happy for her. That's exciting.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
It was very
Bianca.
Cool. Yeah.
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 So, we'll tune into that maybe.
Right. Gonna check that out.
I just
feel bad for Mariana though, because I think she needs a friend. So that's a bummer.
She'll find one.
I think she'll get a bestie. I think she'll get a boyfriend. I know that
I hope she gets a boyfriend. She needs a boyfriend. That's what she really needs.
Let's be real. In the A season, she was trying to be the other half of that slam poet, and we knew that wasn't going to work because let's be real. She needs to be treated like a princess, and she was trying to change herself for a man, which we know
doesn't work.
Might have
not
been available.
Not the good
for her.
Thing to do.
No, you do not change yourself for someone. But I think that. I mean, we saw very little of her in this episode, and I think that, now that sort of Lexi has departed, it's going to give her character more time to blossom, because a lot of her storyline was about the love triangle.
Right.
Well, not
That's
love
true.
Triangle, but...
Yeah, but
no,
it was
but just
a... Yeah, yeah it was a... Yeah.
The triangular relationship.
Yes.
I have no facts to back this up, but I just feel like you said, she's going to have a love interest on the show. Mm-hmm. Coming in.
Who do you think? Do you think that her love interest will be kind of a bad boy? Because she's an interesting character. Mm-hmm. She is the typical gossip girl of her school.
I didn't think of that.
But she's a grade A student. Mm-hmm. She's a very smart girl.
And a drug dealer.
And a drug dealer.
The facts.
She might get a bad boy. I think so.
Is that what you think?
I think somebody with swag, at least.
I think every girl goes for the bad boy, also because she's never really dated anyone.
No one goes for the good guy.
And she's like that because she's tough herself. Like, Lexi's really sweet. Mariana's tough. Like, I think only someone who's a bad boy is going to be able to hold her down.
She could go for that, like football captain, straight-A student guy, though. Maybe. You know, like the scholar athlete.
I mean, if they notice her. You know, she's a straight-A student.
It might be interesting for her to... Or maybe kind of a nerdy character. That would be very cool to see. I mean, Garrett was kind of a nerdy poet. Very nice guy.
Hopefully she's over that. She might get like the Latino version of Wyatt.
Long hair.
I do think that Jesus will be moving on.
Absolutely.
I think he'll be moving on. I'm really excited to see who he moves on with because ABC Family has this sort of magic about creating these ingenues.
Yeah, I heard it was Stephanie Georgie.
Oh, I heard that too.
Okay, so Steph is like a big crush on Jake T. Austin, just so we know. Spoiler.
Kidding.
But yeah, I'm excited to see who the girl is because hopefully a career will be made. I love seeing fresh new faces. You know, we love seeing fresh new faces.
I would love like a crossover from like Switch to Birth. Like maybe the deaf girl comes in.
I very funny story. Katie LeClerc.
Yeah.
She plays the deaf character. My mom, she went to high school with her sister. And my mom's best friend had sleepovers with Katie.
Oh my gosh.
And
small,
she grew up in the same town that my mom did.
That's the law of what's the 6 degrees of separation?
Yeah.
We're all connected.
Yeah.
Minus Kevin Bacon.
That's fun. Interesting.
Yeah.
I love that.
You're full of little facts.
You're very informative. I love it.
Of course. Yeah, anytime.
You know, when Danny was on the show, he told us that you were the most mature person on set.
Yes.
Probably, yeah. It's between David and I.
Yeah.
Between David and I.
I believe it. I see it.
Yeah.
Guys, should we jump into predictions for next week's episode?
I would love that.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Now you probably can't partake.
No.
Right in.
Yeah, no, right? You can like laugh and just go. You guys go first.
Okay, blink twice. I think that Callie will not be reunited with the family next week.
Okay.
I think.
No.
And I would like to, I don't know if it's a prediction, but I would like to see Danny more involved with the family like he was this episode.
That was so cute.
I love that.
That was hilarious.
And I loved his, like, dynamic with the kids. Like, I'm not your father, but I am fathering you at this time, and I'm going to be a good role model and not drink in front of you.
Yeah.
I predict, though, that the drinking will come into play in this season 1B action.
Okay. I predict, I hope that there's less crying because we were all very emotional, especially when you cried,
I can
sir.
Spoil that now. So much crying. I think that's something I can say.
Well, you heard it first. There will be Kleenex. So, I mean, I guess that prediction is foiled, but I'm excited to see more Callie Bally Brandon action because he did say that we didn't mention he did say I loved her he said in this episode and that's really really important and it's totally going to carry through because as we saw in the preview he confessed his love of her to Lena and Steph so
such a crazy
for next
story.
Week
it is
for next week
yeah
oh
so,
I didn't
yeah.
see that
yeah,
yeah. Oh my God.
So I'm excited to see the L word used a lot more often and hopefully Callie will wise up. I don't know what's gonna happen to her, Steph.
Well, forbidden love is the most exciting love. So I definitely think that that's gonna happen also, and then I think that it's gonna be a very dramatic event, but she will come back next episode, but just it's gonna be gnarly, and I'm ready to see the moms turn into mama bears but like in her face about it and almost take the position as her mother right away, even though the adoption hasn't been done, but like set her straight. That's what I'm hoping. And then I hope that running scene happens next week.
Before we continue with our predictions, this kills me. Inside, literally knowing what's going to happen and hearing what's going to happen, it's awful.
I'm curious to see like what's going to happen with Callie. Like, can she even return to the family, or does she have to spend time?
They'll make it work.
No, I'm really excited to see what they do with it. They always find a way.
She'll find a way. That's Chovis to juvie.
So anything, anything, Hayden, that you're looking forward to can say?
We don't want
to get you in trouble.
No. I'm looking forward to all the drama and everything that happens. I am looking forward to the next storyline of the next couple episodes.
Okay.
The next one is really good, by the way, just to let you all know.
I think I'm sweating.
It's like 70s away.
I'm nervous. He's spitzing. Oh, my God.
Get you in suspense.
I'm going to make friends with your mother and watch the show with her.
And I'll buy you guys all Kleenex.
And she will talk about it. She will talk about it.
All right, but before we depart, tell us where we can find you on Twitter.
You can find me at Hayden Byerly or Byerly11.
Great.
Yeah. And you can find me at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, or on Instagram at Steffi with a Y, G-47.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff or on Instagram at Jilly Leff. And be sure to tune in to my other show, American Horror Story, on Wednesdays on AfterBuzzTV.com.
And I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. Guys, we will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I like the
horn. Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.